Don't you think the band gets tired of hearing how wonderful they are every Sunday? I was going to say a whole lot about that, but you can handle more, right? Aren't they wonderful? My goodness. Oh, so very wonderful. Thank you, band. As many of you know already, and if you've looked at our website, you know that this is Black History Month. And one of the ways that we're going to be participating in remembering and celebrating Black History Month is that each Sunday this month, I'm going to mention by name several black heroes that are no less significant but less famous than some. Everybody knows about Hank Aaron and Louis Armstrong and Martin Luther King Jr. There's some big names out there, but there's so many behind the scenes who you don't usually hear about that we want to honor during this time. So let me begin with Mary Ellen Pleasant. She worked as an indentured servant in a general store as a young woman. She learned a great deal about business and property ownership and eventually became a very wealthy woman. And she became known as the mother of human rights in California. Mary Ellen Pleasant. Matthew Henson. Robert Perry is widely renowned as the first man to reach the North Pole. What is far less known is that Matthew Henson, a black man who played a vital role in Perry's expeditions, actually reached the North Pole first. While Perry walked the last couple of miles to plant the flag, Henson arrived first by boat. Matthew Henson. And Dr. Rebecca Lee Crumpler. Dr. Crumpler was the first black female physician in the United States. Crumpler worked in poor communities, aiding those who had little access to medical care. She published the first medical textbook authored by a black academic, Dr. Rebecca Lee Crumpler. And we honor these who have gone before us. I will also be sharing each Sunday at least one piece of poetry from a black poet that keeps us mindful of what Black History Month is all about. This one comes from Lucille Clifton, 1936 to 2010. It's called "Won't You Celebrate With Me?" Won't you celebrate with me what I have shaped into a kind of life? I had no model, born in Babylon, both non-white and woman. What did I see to be except myself? I made it up here on this bridge between the starshine and clay, my one hand holding tight my other hand. Come celebrate with me that every day something has tried to kill me and has failed. Some of that, I did a lot of research on the poetry, and some of this poetry is just so incredibly moving and powerful. And I'm looking forward to sharing more of that with you as we go along through the month. Now, as you have already heard, this month is about strength. And this year, we're going to be looking at the 12 powers that Charles Fillmore taught us about. Last month was faith. And usually February is love, but for some unknown reason I haven't figured out yet, our Unity headquarters, which put out the information about the 12 powers for us now, put strength second. So we had faith last month and strength this month. Now, a secular 3D definition of strength, one of them can be the capacity of an object or a substance to exert force or to withstand force. You know, you've heard that principle of every action has an equal opposite reaction. Well, with strength, it is both creating force and it is resisting force. That's a good, simple definition of strength. Now, I want us to look together at four aspects of strength in our lives that we live every day. One of them is physical strength. Now, for some people, physical strength is really important for their job. I've done some really heavy-duty manual labor jobs down through the years when it was really required to be extra strong. And there are a lot of people who do those kinds of works where a use of force is involved. If you work in front of a computer, it doesn't take a lot of strength to punch the keyboard, so it's not required as much. And jobs are changing now. There's not as much manual labor involved in things now. But this is a part of us, is this physical strength. Now, one thing to remember about physical strength, if this is something that you really need in your work or in your life, is that there are limitations on physical strength. Some people are naturally stronger than others. Some people's bodies develop very strong. I was going to a gym one time many years ago, and there were a couple of brothers who ran this gym. And the two of them looked almost like twins, but it was so amazing that they were having this bodybuilding business. And both of them had really big chest and big biceps, and their calves were about that big around. And I talked to them about that, and one of the brothers was more open about it than the other. He said, I can work out my legs, my lower body all day long, and it will not grow. He said, my legs have been like this since I was a teenager. But his upper body responded to it. So that was really strange, that he would be strong in one place and not so strong in another. So is it with our human experience of physical strength. There are limitations in it. We also find limitations in physical strength as we age. Unfortunately, it seems like there's a diminishment in physical strength, and sometimes that affects us in subtle ways and sometimes in real significant ways in our life where we don't quite have the physical endurance or ability to do the work that we did once before. So physical strength is one aspect of that, and it has its limitations. Then there is mental strength, our intelligence that we can use. We can learn, we can grow, we can create, we can innovate because of our mental strength. And we can study and read and have discussions so that our intellectual strength is increased. However, it's also true that there is limitation to our mental strength as well. One thing that happens is that the mental strength that we have at one point may be not appropriate at another point. There are people who are really experts in analog electronics. Not a whole lot of demand for that anymore. When digital came along, digital pretty much replaced all the analog. So someone at one point who had very strong mental strength around that field, it's really not useful now. Some of the things that we learn about go out of style, or they go out of fashion, or they go out of usefulness. Again, especially with technology. So we sometimes pay attention to and value our mental strength, and that certainly is appropriate, but it is important to realize that there are those limitations present there as we use those things. Now, thirdly, there is emotional strength, our ability to hold feelings about ourselves and about people and stand in that and not be ashamed, not be afraid, not back down, not let go of it. But there are limitations to our emotional strength. I've known people who were very emotionally strong and went through an incredibly challenging situation and weren't so strong afterwards. PTSD is a very common experience. Not at one time, it was just those in the military experience it, but now we find that so much in everyday life. We find things happening all around us that frighten us. And our emotional strength is challenged then. So there, as much as emotional strength is important to us, and it comes into play in so many areas in our life, it's important to realize that there are also limitations there on our emotional strength. Which brings us to the fourth area of strength, and that is spiritual strength. Now, Charles Fillmore says that strength is the energy of God. In man, it causes freedom from weakness, stability of character, power to withstand temptation, capacity to accomplish. All strength originates in spirit. Strength and faith are brothers in the mind. When this bond of unity is established, it carries one along, even though one may encounter the most adverse experiences. Now, as we look back in Black history, we have some accounts of those who worked for Black freedom and Black justice. And some of them went into the fight with a lot of physical strength, and the experience wore them down and took their physical strength away from them. There have been those who have been involved in the civil rights movement who were beaten, who were jailed, who were starved, who were tortured, and physically they broke and they couldn't continue because of that limitation of the physical strength. Many of those who've worked that we remember through Black history were very strong mentally in the beginning. They had a clear idea about what they wanted to do and how they were going to do it, but the incredible resistance that they experienced, some of them broke and lost their mental strength. There were those who were very much involved and invested in the movement for justice and for freedom, who were emotionally strong, but through the challenges that they faced, the emotional challenges they faced, the abuse, and the diminishment that they experienced, they broke. They lost their emotional strength. But what we will find, if we look at the history, at black history, at the fight for justice and for freedom and for rights, that those people who stood the test of time were those who were drawing on their spiritual strength. Even if their physical strength has waned, even if their mental strength and their emotional strength is diminished, if we look deeper into our spiritual strength, we find that which we need to continue to go forward. And this applies in our lives as well. We can look at those people who are out there involved in a heavy way, in a significant way, in a dangerous way. And sometimes that makes our lives look pretty mild and boring because most of us aren't involved in that kind of activity. But even in our everyday lives, we need this strength. We need physical strength and mental strength and emotional strength in our everyday lives. And we face challenges as well. Some of you have faced some horrific challenges in your life, some significant challenges in your life. And sometimes you feel your strength waning. But what we can do as metaphysical students, as true students, as being aware of what's going on within us, we know that we can look deeper than these other areas of strength. When our physical strength is not so much anymore, when our mental strength and our emotional strength is not so much anymore, we look deeper, we look beneath that to our spiritual strength. Now, spiritual strength does not change. The character of spirit does not change, so we don't have to worry about spiritual strength diminishing or waning. Now, one thing that does happen, the only place where there are limitations with spiritual strength, is our awareness. We experience our spiritual strength to the degree of our awareness of it. The quality of spiritual strength remains the same. The presence of spiritual strength remains consistent. Our awareness can change. So when we're out in the world and we're facing challenges and things are coming at us, some little things and some great big things, some seemingly insignificant things and some life-changing things, when those things come to us and we find our strength waning in other places, we look deeper because our spiritual strength never diminishes. It never changes. Our attention changes, but the strength never does. So no matter what we face, that spiritual strength is there. That which is deeper than all the rest of it. When you think everything's gone, look a little deeper, and there is that presence of spirit within us so that we can face whatever it is that comes along, whatever it is that challenges us. Again, we've seen it in the example of the black heroes who endured all kinds of challenges and the loss of their strength, but it was that spiritual strength, that true presence within us that carried them through and allowed them to do what it was that they did. So when you and I are out in the world involved in what's going on there, doing what is ours to do, let us keep in mind this idea of spiritual strength, which does not depend on the world. It doesn't really depend on us. It is there. If you are breathing, if you are present, that spiritual strength is abundant without diminishment in you, always. And we can always depend on that. Sometimes it's very quiet. Sometimes it's very still. The power of God is often subtle. I remember some friends of mine, minister friends, talking about an experience they had of visiting the Hoover Dam. How many of you have been to the Hoover Dam? It's quite impressive. And they were standing there, and the guy that was doing the tour for them was there, and one of my friends looked over the other side where the spillway was and said, "Oh, look at all that power." And their guide said, "No, that's not where the power is. The power is over here, in the water that hasn't gone through yet." So in the stillness was the true power. And that is true for us as well. In that stillness of our heart, that as we heard on the daily word, the inner peace that is in us, there's the power, even though it may be still, even though it may be quiet. And sometimes when we're in a pinch, when we really need to do something, we need to act, we need to make something happen, we expect something big to happen, a boom, or something really shake us up, something really move us, something significant. And very often, that help that we need, that support we need, that's very quietly waiting for us to turn our attention inward and recognize its presence in the stillness, in the quiet. It doesn't have to be big. I worked with a little guy one time whose name was Shorty. Everybody called him that. He called himself that, so it wasn't a problem. But he was mean as a snake and not afraid of anything. And one day at work, I worked in a plywood factory, a particle board factory. And one of the other guys who was a big guy, was kind of picking on Shorty one day. Shorty went right up to him and he said, "You know, you better be careful. Dynamite comes in small packages." And the guy picked him up and threw him across the aisle against a piece of machinery, which didn't turn out too well for him. But he believed in his heart that big things come in small packages. And that happens for us. And the strength of spirit is there, though it may seem like it's a small package. The strength of spirit is there, though it may be quiet. The strength of spirit is there, though it may be still. So when we're looking for help and support and guidance, look in that quiet place within you. Look at that spiritual strength that does not change. Yes, your physical strength will change from time to time. Yes, your mental strength will change. Yes, your emotional strength will change. Your spiritual strength will not change. It is always there, and you can count on that. Quietly present, certainly present. And again, we can see the heroes in the Black History Movement, that what got them to where they were was that spiritual strength that was within them and present, just like it is with us. I'd like to close with another poem from a well-known author, Maya Angelou, called "And Still I Rise." You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may leave me in the very dirt, but still, like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Because I walk like I've got oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like moons and like suns, with the certainty of tides, just like the hope springing high, still I'll rise. Did you want to see me broken, bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries? Does my haughtiness offend you? Don't you take it awful hard, because I laugh like I've got gold mines digging in my own backyard. You may shoot me with your words. You may cut me with your eyes. You may kill me with your hatefulness, but still, like air, I'll rise. Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past that's rooted in pain, I rise. I'm a black ocean, leaping and wide, welling and swelling. I bear in the tide, leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak that wondrously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I am the dream and the hope of the slave. I rise, I rise, I rise. And so can you. God bless you, my friends.
Oh, wow. You know, strength can be a challenge at any time. And our prayer chaplains are here to assist you. If you find something pressing on you that you'd like to call forth a little more strength and you need some support in doing that, affirmations work great. Using our monthly affirmation or simply saying, "I know I am strong." But additionally, you can use our prayer requests link and put a prayer request in to one of our chaplains. They will hold you in prayer. If you'd like a telephone call, put that on there, and one will call you. But either way, keep your strength up, and let's keep ourselves solid and ready for anything in this new year. So as we get ready for anything, we have some facility challenges here. We encourage you to give if you are able. And some of you give regularly and give a recurring gift, and we encourage all our members to set up a recurring gift so that you know it's taken care of and we know that our budget is holding for that month. But if you haven't been on a recurring schedule with us, now's the time to use your faith and your strength to see what you can do to help support your spiritual community. In addition to our new computer equipment, there's a flat roof on the back west section of Fellowship Hall that loves to leak every now and then. And of course, that area's above what will be the children's Sunday school section when we get back in operation. And we've got a $3,000 bill on that that we'd appreciate your help with. Unity of Pompano maintains solvency and transparency. We're very thrilled with all of the support that we have from your giving. You have sustained us this year. We're continuing to do fine. We've cut back on all our expenses, so we're just about as solid as one can get. And it's thanks to you, because you are our only source of support. So with gratitude, let's join together in affirming and knowing that good and faith and strength are always part of us, our blessing. With a grateful heart, we acknowledge God as source of all that is. Today, we let go of any concern of lack and allow good to unfold in our lives. Good is ours. Good and more good is ours. And ever-increasing good is ours. Everywhere we go, we see this good. We feel it. We experience it. We freely give it. And it multiplies itself around me. And so it is. And we know, and so it does. Amen.